It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. We'll open our story in Kramer's drugstore in a moment. But right now, Fibber is saying...
Molly, how much do you suppose a college education is worth to a young man nowadays?
I wouldn't know, McGee, but I expect a lot.
Well, I'll tell you how much it's worth. It's worth the difference between what he can earn with it and what he can earn without it.
Well, that certainly clears it up, dearie. Why don't you come right to the point and say that Prudential's education plan is a wonderful way for every mother and father to guarantee money for their children's education. Isn't that what you were getting at?
Yep.
And what better way to prepare for those college years than to start right now? Isn't that what you had in mind?
Yep.
And even if Dad isn't here when the time comes for the children to go off to school, you can be sure with a Prudential education plan that the money will be there to pay tuition, room and board, books, clothing, and all that. Isn't that what you were going to say?
Yep.
Well, you sure were getting off to a slow start.
Yep.
And all else aside, folks, I don't know of a better idea than to begin right now, little by little, building a Prudential insurance program for your children's education that will do the very things we've been talking about. Why don't you get in touch with your Prudential agent and get all the details?
Yep.
One of the worst things about running a drugstore is the fact that your customers expect you to stay open on Sunday, while your fellow merchants close up and take the day off. And when you stay open on Sunday, you get into things like this.
No kidding, Kramer. I don't know how you can call this joint a drugstore when you never have anything a customer needs.
What are you talking about? I carry a complete line.
Complete line, my clavicle. I come in here this morning to buy one simple little item. And have you got it? No. We don't carry hammer handles, he says. Some drugstore.
I don't carry canoe paddles, horse pistols, or gents' underwear either, McGee. But if you'd like to go jump in Dugan's Lake, I'll fill your overcoat pockets full of sash weights for you. Free!
If you handle sash weights, how come you don't handle hammer handles?
I don't handle sash weights either, but for you, I'll tear them out of my own windows. I oughta... Oh, did you find everything you needed, Mrs. McGee?
Yes, thanks, Mr. Kramer. Just these bobby pins and the tube of shampoo.
Well, let me have them. I'll put them in a bag for you. And that'll be 20 and 51, 71, 75 cents with tax.
Here you are.
Thanks, Mrs. McGee. Come in again. Yes, Mr. Throck, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm ready to go home again. Oh, say, while we're down here, let's buy our Christmas cards and get that off our mind. Look. Look at the rack over here.
Ah, Kramer wouldn't have anything fit to send out. A guy that calls himself a drugstore and don't handle hammer handles is the kind
of... Take a look here, McGee. Here's the very card we want. The nice big Santa Claus that we send out every year. You see it?
Oh, jeepers. Aren't you getting kind of tired of sending the same old card all the time, Molly?
Well, I don't know. I think it's kind of pretty with the big red Santa Claus on it. And the message says everything we need. Merry Christmas and the Happy New Year.
Let's send something different this year, huh? I'm tired of Santa Claus cards and gee whiz.
Well, look who's here. Hello, folks.
Well, Wally Wimple. Hi, Wimple.
Hello, Mr. Wimple. What are you doing downtown?
Oh, just browsing around. You buying your Christmas cards, are you?
No, we're going to look someplace else, Wimp. Get something different for a change, you know. Where's a good place to buy cards? You know?
Well, of course, I always make my own. But I do have a friend whose sister-in-law sells lovely cards, Mr. McGee.
Oh?
She goes to people's houses with a carload of samples and...
Hey, that's the way to buy them. That's what I want to do. Sit down comfortable in my living room and let somebody bring me a carload of cards to paw over.
Could you have the lady get in touch with us, Mr. Wimple?
I'll be glad to, Mrs. McGee. I'll get her phone number from Sweetie Face, my big old wife, just as soon as
Say, how is Mrs. Wimple anyway? I haven't seen her lately.
Oh, she's fine. She's quite busy, though. She's been giving a lot of lectures lately.
Giving lectures?
Who does she give lectures to?
Me. Yesterday, for instance, she lectured to me for over an hour on women's rights.
Women's rights, huh? She feel pretty strongly about it?
Mrs. McGee, my wife feels strongly about everything.
Oh?
She lectured me an hour on her rights in the home and, well, I shouldn't have tried to make a joke, I guess.
What kind of a joke?
Well, when she got through, I said, I'm not worried about your rights, dear. It's that left I keep my eye on. And the next thing I said was, ow!
No kidding. She hit you with a right or a left?
No, she kicked me. I can't watch everything at once. I'd better run along now. I'll have the Christmas card lady drop by this afternoon. Mrs. Crop, her name is.
Good.
Yeah, well, we'll be waiting for her, Wimp. Well, come on, let's go home.
And Mr. Wimple told me to come right over, so here I am, Mrs. McGee. I'm Mrs. Crop.
Well, come right in, Mrs. Crop. McGee, help her with her sample cases there.
Oh, sure. Give me that one, sis. And this one here.
I'll take a couple. Yeah. That's it.
I'll set these two down. Whew, out of breath.
Boy, you sure got plenty of cards.
Oh, anything you can think of, I have. A complete line of greetings. If you two will just tell me what type of card you have in mind, we'll get down to business.
Well, we don't know exactly.
A Christmas card, of course.
Yes.
Not too cheap, you understand.
Ah, assortment 5 is just the thing for...
But not too expensive now.
Oh, well, perhaps, I'd better show you assortment 7 first.
Something with a little life to it, you know, different.
Yes. Maybe...
Just open them all up, sis, and spread them around the furniture. I'll paw through the whole mess till I find exactly what we've been looking for.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
Dependable, see, so dependable, and dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Hi, this is Vaughn Monroe speaking for RCA Victor. In newspapers, magazines, and on television, you hear news about the exciting new line of RCA Victor television sets. But to really appreciate these new models, visit your RCA Victor dealer. See the most beautiful styles in TV history. See the amazing new all-clear picture, the new EZC tuning dial. Then, see the good news on the price tags, the lowest ever for RCA Victor. Visit your dealer soon, and remember...
Every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Well, then, maybe you'd like this assortment here. These are all Santa Claus cards with pictures.
No Santa Clauses this year, sis.
We've been sending the same card every year, Mrs. Crop. A big red Santa Claus that says, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So we just thought we'd send something different this time.
Yeah, something different.
Ah, I know just what you mean. This card is brand new this year. How's that?
Yeah, Christmas tree with presents all around it. That's nice. Let me see what it says inside.
Read it to me.
May your Yuletide be delightful, happy, joyous, oh so jolly. May your gifts come just in oodles. That's my wish for you, by golly. Oh.
Isn't that horrible?
My gosh. Why is it all the good pictures on cards have verses that sound like they wrote with lipstick on a cocktail napkin by a jilted Lonely Hearts columnist? Doggone it, they get
Well, now, let's not be discouraged. We have lots more cards here. How do you like this?
Pretty colors, red and green.
Yeah, that's a nice picture. Team of reindeer and a sleigh. Probably got a horrible verse on it. What's it say?
May your Christmas be a joyful one and may the new year be prosperous and happy. Oh, now this is just the sort of thing we've been looking for.
That's it. Yeah. I knew if we looked long enough we'd...
Pardon me a minute, Mrs. Crop. Come in. Well, good afternoon, Dr. Gamble. Come in.
Hiya, Molly. Hiya, McGee.
Come on in, Docie. This is...
Well, hello, Mrs. Crop.
Nice to see you, Doctor.
Oh, you two know each other, I see.
I've been a customer of Mrs. Crop's for years. And vice versa, I might say.
Sit down, Doctor. We were just going...
Thanks, Molly. I can't stay. I stopped in to see if you kids would like to go to the Bijou with Miss Cuddleson and me tonight.
Oh, how nice, Doctor. Of course we would.
Sure.
Good. I'll pick you up at 8:15.
Good deal.
Having any luck with the Christmas cards here, Mrs. Crop?
Oh, yes, Doctor. We've just made our selection.
Just this minute. Finish picking them out, Fatso. Prettiest card in the whole room full. Going to send something different this year.
This one here, Doctor. You like it?
That one with the reindeer and sleigh? Oh, it's beautiful.
You really like it, Doc?
I love it. That's the card I'm sending this year. I bought 100 of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right, Doctor. You did select
it. Huh? Him? I'll be ready at 8:15, Molly. Have him ready, would you? Bye, everybody.
Why, that backstabbing double-crosser.
I beg your pardon?
That's the best friend we got. We can't send out the same card he sends us. Gee whiz, we got all the same people on our... Oh, let's look through these cards again, sis. There must be some other one that would...
How about this one here?
Too gaudy.
Well, then, how about this?
Too plain.
This one?
It's too big.
I don't like the message on that. That's too much poetry.
Boy, I'm pooped.
Hold everything, McGee. I think I've got the card right here. Mm-hmm. I like this one. See what you think.
Let me see. Not bad. It's neat. Not gaudy. It's nice and Christmassy looking.
No poetry, just a pleasant sentiment.
Yeah, this is it, sis. Yeah, that's it, you betcha.
Oh, thank heaven. I mean, good, good. Let me see. The number on that is B702, Red Santa Claus. Message says, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Oh, that's a nice card.
We've always liked that one.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. Well, we'll take 12 of them, sis.
12? One dozen?
Yeah, no engraving on them. We'll write our names on.
Yes, and how do we work this now? Do you have that many cards with you, or...
No, I only have the samples. If you'll pay me for them, that'll be $1.20 plus tax. I'll give you a receipt, and you can pick them up the next time you're downtown.
Pick them up? Where?
The greeting card counter at Kramer's drugstore.
What?
I represent Kramer's on this particular card, so if you'll pay me now, I'll gather up my cards and get out of here.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. This is John Wald hoping you've had a pleasant weekend and bringing you a listening reminder about the week to begin. Those busy workday hours can be cheered along by staying in tune with NBC. Weekday mornings, for example, you'll hear quiz fun at its merriest with a phrase that pays, an exciting question and answer game that you can play right from your own home and win some grand prizes. Also in the morning, another sort of quiz show, the one we call the Quiz Show with a Heart. I mean, strike it rich, of course, with Warren Hull asking the questions and trying to help people in need from all over the world. Then in the afternoon, dramatic entertainment with your longtime friends like Just Plain Bill, Young Widder Brown, and Lorenzo Jones. Also in the afternoon, a delightfully different sort of serial called Hotel for Pets, a new NBC feature you can hear tomorrow and every weekday. All these and many more designed to brighten your morning and afternoon hours and speed the busy week on its way. As always, entertainment at its best with NBC.
Well, we got the Christmas card problem settled anyhow.
Yes, except for one thing. Mrs. Kropp just called.
Oh, yeah?
Kramer's drugstore is all sold out of the card we picked.
What?
She said if we'd like to choose another one, she'll come over.
And... Oh, skip it.
That's what I told her.
Well, good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as Wallace Wimple, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, Natalie Masters as Mrs. Kropp, and Ken Christie as Kramer. Tomorrow, Mr. McGee has an idea he can cadge Mrs. McGee into buying him the present he wants for Christmas. Can he? What do you think? You can find out by tuning in to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.